The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Now 7 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here at your service and on your side. Monday always brings its certain amount of mayhem with it. Before we get to that, there is good news on the economic front that we ought to talk about. One analyst called this a close to Goldilocks scenario. March showing a gain of employment around the country, about 215,000 jobs. This is the best in hiring, at least, since the 1990s, which is interesting, on a month-to-month basis, a two-year high for this administration. But you see, one of the things is that it's not the administration. That's one of the things that bothers me about these. Everybody's, oh, the administration, we've done this and we've done that for jobs. Bunkum! The administration hasn't done anything. The government doesn't do anything. It hires a lot of people, for sure, and sometimes that may be falsely inflating the numbers, but one of the things that is a big buzz on this, Victoria, the $15 an hour minimum wage and the stir that that's creating. I saw one of the fast food operators, and I can't put my finger on it now, over the weekend yakking about how this was going to kill. I think it was Taco Bell, you know, one of the high-end restaurateurs, not wanting to pay, nor they said, would they pay $15 an hour? They will close their doors, or they will introduce robots to the point where it'll make everything even out. And that's what has been part of this on and on and on. So the people who are for the $15 minimum wage, they'll say, well, look at all of the employment here. People are getting jobs in these fast food restaurants now because they'll work for $15 an hour. They'll have the jobs for about 3 weeks until the people running these restaurants, either they find robots to do the work, or the reason for going there in the first place will go up in smoke, because when you go to Taco Bell for a 99-cent whatever, or you go to McDonald's for $4. $2, exactly. Right, this is foolishness. It's nonsense.
Hey, listen, I'm all for killing jobs that people who flip burgers think that they're going to be able to pay $100,000 or $400,000 mortgage with. That's just not going to happen.
Good luck.
It used to be a job for high school kids or a transitional job. Now, apparently, it's a career. But the other thing is, why not train these people to make the robots that are going to replace them?
Yeah.
It's a better job anyway. Win-win.
So, or be trained to repair the robots when they break.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You end up with a better career than flipping burgers. You all of a sudden have a technology background. Great.
All right, anyway. So Victoria, let this be a warning to you. Rich, let this be a warning to you. If you get out of control, I will replace you with announcers who sound just like this. You will be replaced by a voice that is listed.
Hey, listen.
Yes.
You remember back when this show first started, when I first started,
thank you.
Almost 20 years ago.
When I was with you, starting with you, yeah.
How many people did it take to be able to put together this show? Because now we have automation.
Yeah.
Now we have services, digital services that collect the audio for us automatically.
Yeah.
We used to pay $5,000 a month for UPI News to get all of the sound that we use every day. Now it's just, boom, the internet, it's there. We used to have 3 and 4 people collect and put all of the sound
on
carts.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's all in the automation. So it's already been done in radio.
Okay, I should take a picture of this. Yesterday when I'm cleaning out, I'm almost moved out of the old house into the new house. There's a closet that's full of old carts. Remember those old carts? This is probably too much inside. Victoria, do you even remember what a cartridge machine is? Wait, let me hear about this. Do you know what a cartridge machine? Oh my God!
I have heard DJs from back in the day talk about loading
back
carts.
Back in the day,
but I don't really know what it means.
Oh my God! I'm so old.
So I have these boxes and boxes and boxes.
Kind of looks like an 8-track, if you remember what an 8-track is.
Yeah.
I've seen an 8-track. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Kind of looks like an 8-track.
A little bit like that. Only it's usually, it may be stereo, but it's mostly monaural. And you put it in this machine, and you hit the button, and it activates they were 30 seconds and 70 seconds long.
And you would erase it every day. So, like, I would have 30 carts sitting here on my board. And
if you didn't clean it, if you didn't do a good job of erasing it, you can hear that on here.
So you would reuse the carts every day, and that's where all your audio was.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. So I'm throwing those into the dumpster, Richie.
Well, the backstory on this, and this is really inside, but the backstory on this was that box of carts that you have in your closet sat here for years, and I was going to throw them away, and you were like, don't throw them away.
Right.
We may be able to use them one day. I'm like, great. You store them then. And I mailed it back to you.
So now they're going into the dumpster.
There you go.
Can they go into the Museum of Radio and Television?
We can put them in the Doug Steffen Museum. Yeah.
You know, keep a couple, though. Find some of the gems in there and keep a couple, because there's always fun stuff.
I'll do that. Big week in sports. The baseball season opens today. St. Louis Cardinals play the Pittsburgh Pirates. Toronto Blue Jays against the Tampa Bay Rays. I hope they're playing down in Tampa Bay. Don't they plan most of these early season games to be in warm, although there's nothing warm?
No, they're all, I remember being snowed on opening day many times. That's why I stopped on opening day. It's too cold.
New York Mets play against Kansas City.
They lost.
Yeah,
Mets lost last night.
Oh, that was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think were they at Citi Field last night?
I think, yes, they were.
Yeah, it was really cold here in the city. That must have been not fun for the audience.
Yeah, and the Cardinals lost. The Nats haven't even stepped on the field yet, and they're already looking good because all their opponents are losing so far.
Losing bad, yes, right. All right, Victoria's going to, as a New Yorker, give us maybe a little insight into what the local coverage is of that Amtrak accident. The train derailed on its way from Philadelphia to Wilmington, having come from Boston through New York. Yes.
Don't forget the NCAA finals tonight.
You know, I was looking at the Tar Heels in Villanova, right?
Yeah, man, what a couple of boring games that was. Villanova just crushed Oklahoma. There was nothing to watch there.
What I would like to watch, if I were into this, would be the Final Four for the women's side. UConn
It's just as boring because UConn crushed. Yeah, UConn won last night. There's nobody can compete with UConn in the women's side.
They're that good.
They're that good for 15 years running or whatever it is.
Hmm. All right, a couple of other sports items that are of interest here. The U.S. women's soccer team filing a federal complaint for pay discrimination. The team earned $2 million for winning the World Cup last year. The men's team made $9 million. They have a case. So let's see whether you ever play soccer. Are you, Victoria, are you an athlete?
I played soccer my whole life. Yeah, I'm a big soccer fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you didn't play professionally, you just played
No. Okay. No. Yes, just fun.
So how is it, I guess I wonder, this is just another example of the old boys club and the kinds of people who, it was the tennis guy a couple of weeks ago made a fool out of himself.
Yeah.
And
the tennis tournament director.
Male sexual distraction.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Doug, and Victoria, maybe you have a little bit better insight on this. And I read a couple of articles on Friday because nobody would answer the one question that I was dying to hear the answer to, is the women have obviously, bar none, blown away the men in their achievements. They've
Absolutely.
Won more Olympics. They've won more World Cups. They've just blown
them
away.
They're so consistent, yep.
But how many people sit in the seats for the women's versus the men's? And the men, they don't fill a lot of seats, but the games that they play here in the United States, they don't fill a lot of seats. But the games that they play in Ireland and where Spain, that fills a lot of seats. So is that where the extra money comes from? Because the TV deal, apparently for the men and the women, is tied together, and they can't break it apart. So there's no way of telling which one gets more viewers. But I still don't know who sells more tickets.
I think, unfortunately, the men do sell more tickets. And I think that's a big part of the problem, why it's justified in someone's mind why the women would be paid less than
now,
men.
Now, let me ask you this, too, because you would obviously know this better than I would. Is women's soccer as popular around the world? Here it's very popular. The women's soccer is more popular than the men's soccer. Around the world, is that the case, or is the U.S. a phenomenon with that?
I feel like the U.S. is exceptional in that sense. Okay. Yeah, I don't think around the world. I believe that's an exception, that women's soccer in the U.S. is definitely much more popular than anywhere else around the world.
Bottom line, then, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is the men are lucky that they are part of a world soccer association that helps them make more money. And the women are unlucky because worldwide the women's soccer doesn't do as well as the men's.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay.
All right, there he is, Mr. Fair Assessment. So we have
but that's not how it's being reported. It's
summer. We have to do commercial.
I know.
Okay, calm down, Richie. It's all right.
It's third person.
Sorry. We're here in a few minutes to talk about some of these other things. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. The night you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Oh, look at this. 21 at the hour. The starting of your day here on Good Day.
C. so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now on the Good Day program. It's Monday, April the 4th, and during this portion of the program, Richie's done a nice job with the music from SNL. Saturday Night Live weekend update jokes. Here are a few of them. The first one about Donald Trump.
Well, Women's History Month really ended on a high note. During an MSNBC town hall on Wednesday, Trump said women should be punished for getting abortion. Then, an hour later, he said doctors should be punished. Then, an hour after that, he said we should just let the states decide. Then, the next day, he said, you know what, let's just leave the laws alone. Before finally saying yesterday, when I'm president, I'm going to change those laws. So, at this point, Donald Trump has to be pro-choice because he's made all of the choices.
The audience didn't think that was funny either. It wasn't funny. It may be a moderately accurate overview of what was said, but it, as usual, the news media pushed and pulled, and they're going out of their way to make Donald Trump sound like a buffoon. He can sort of do that almost on his own.
He shouldn't have answered a hypothetical question from Chris Matthews. That's stepping into a booby trap right there.
Of course, being with him, he knows there's going to be a gotcha question someplace. All right, here's another joke, this time about President Obama's comments regarding Donald Trump.
President Obama questioned if Donald Trump was suited to be president, saying that he doesn't know much about foreign policy, nuclear policy, or the world in general. And then he rolled his neck and said, and you're going to replace me with that bitch? I love that Obama's presidency is ending like every Angela Bassett movie. He gave us the best years of his life, and now he's in the Caribbean getting his groove back. And he should. We took him for granted. We are losing a caring, smart, competent president with health insurance just so we can get screwed by some techie orange. And 4 years from now, we're going to be all alone with bad credit and no friends, eating frozen pizza in our underwear, drunk texting Obama like, baby, please take me back.
Boy, that sure wasn't funny at all. And actually pretty inaccurate. If you go back to Obama, he was to describe Trump that way, which may be somewhat accurate, is to describe Obama 8 years ago. He didn't have any experience in anything, didn't know anything about anything, hadn't done anything. So to have it, this may sound, I'm going to say it like it is. Somebody will say you're a racist, no good so-and-so, but that fellow is that's doing that on SNL is black, and he has that attitude, which unfortunately comes across in a way that is pretty obvious. Here's a joke about the no guns policy at the RNC.
The Secret Service said that people attending the Republican convention in Cleveland this summer will not be allowed to enter the event if they're carrying a gun. So they'll just have to buy their guns inside like everyone else.
All right. The trend in tattoos here.
A growing trend among people getting tattoos are blackout tattoos, in which large areas of the skin are covered in black ink. Now, the tattoos require a lot of ink, but you'll also save a lot of ink on those resumes you won't be printing.
I laughed a lot when I saw that one.
That's really funny. Is that the only one you laughed at?
No, I laughed at all of it. I love Weekend Update.
that's the only still funny part. You can count on Weekend Update usually giving you some laughs.
Yeah, but the rest of the program is not funny.
Peter Dinklage was great. Gwen Stefani was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good one.
Yeah. The joke here about a mural at a California university.
Officials at Cal State Northridge are defending a controversial mural at the school that shows a menacing border agent with fangs chasing an immigrant, which also happens to be the mascot of Trump University.
Trump University. Yeah, that's one of the things. There are so many reasons to be able to take shots at this guy. But you know what? He's at least tried things, whether they all work or not. He's tried a lot of different ways of making money. I think it's interesting, and we got to talk about this. His real advisor apparently is his first wife. There's more and more coming out about how important she is. And she had something to say about why we need immigrants that we'll get to in a little bit here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
We could all become a little more compassionate. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard that a long time ago, a group of men who had leprosy came to the master to follow the Zen way. The master welcomed these men into his temple and even washed and shaved their heads with his own hands. Now, it happened that a wealthy man who had donated a temple to the master was walking by, and he was just appalled and revolted by what he saw. At once, he brought the master a bucket to wash his hands, but the master refused, saying, "Your disgust is much filthier than their sores." Is there a group of people who disgust you? What makes them disgusting? Their actions, their words, their beliefs? I wonder if our disgust with others contributes to making things better or not. Maybe it does, but then again, maybe it doesn't. For help working on your compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachievers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Monday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The world is going to be buzzing more today, and it'll be interesting to see how some of the people who do talk radio programs try to dissect this, because it's actually kind of a complicated story, and I'm not saying that some of the people on the air are not capable of going through a complicated story, but you can make your own judgments about that. This is pretty amazing stuff. It actually, these Panama Papers, if you haven't heard about them, there was a leak of like 13 million documents, which show basically a global network of offshore companies helping the wealthy people who are not Americans hide their assets. There isn't one American on this list, which I find sort of interesting. The biggest and baddest on the list is Vladimir Putin, who is telling people that he has a series of questions that have been asked to him in a rude manner, which I find interesting. So there are a lot of celebrities on these lists, a lot of British politicians, a lot of people from the Middle East. There were, did I say 13? I think 11 million files, actually. More data than was stolen by Edward Snowden a couple of years ago. The company is called Mossack Fonseca. It's a law firm in Panama that basically specializes in helping rich people launder money, dodge sanctions, and evade taxes. Companies and big business people, lots of British politicians are not going to do too well in the press there today. The president of Argentina, king of Saudi Arabia, president of the Ukraine, prime minister of Iceland, the president of the United Arab Emirates, a lot of former prime ministers and convicted bad guys are all connected to Vladimir Putin, because the bank, as I understand it, sort of has connections to the Russians, or it's a Russian bank that's involved in doing a lot of the operatives. And the suggestion is very clear here that Vladimir Putin is enriching himself because he's getting a piece of whatever is going on here as the facilitator, getting the people in the bank in Russia to do what he tells them to do to launder the money. They don't have the same laws there, obviously, as we do in America. As many of you know, the Americans have tried to go after the Swiss and other countries where there have been a lot of offshore banking. The side note to that is there wouldn't be a lot of offshore banking if the tax incentives that were in place in our country were a little bit better. But what this really smacks of is the military-industrial complex and how shadowy it is, how complex it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of money.
How convoluted it is. This is really corruption, and the corruption creates wars. This is for the benefit. These people are benefiting, almost all of them, from wars that were created, and that's how the Russians are also involved in this. If you see where the money went, where the armaments came from, who paid for them. See, nobody ever asked that question. Nobody ever asks, you know, we know that a lot of the armaments are made here in our country or in China or Russia or places like that, but then they have to have a selling arm in order to distribute this stuff. And that's really what all of this is. The connection to what went on in Syria is pretty amazing.
Well, and then there's also interests, people funneling money to those who they want to stir the pot, like Saudi Arabia
that's
and
what I'm
Russia.
Saying. Yeah.
Not just for arms sales.
They're hiring.
But you know, Russia may be doing it for a land grab down the road, and Saudi Arabia wants to maintain control of that whole region.
We criticize our leaders here. People talk about Hillary Clinton and how much money she gets for doing speaking engagements, and what Obama would become rich when
he's
gone.
We've got a pretty good eye on what they make.
Right.
Probably not all of it, but...
Yeah, well, but it is part of what happens in that league, and that's what we have almost come to expect when it comes to people who serve in office. We know the corruption that takes place with members of Congress and what happens to them when they get out of office. They're always taken care of. They always have jobs. They're always going to be able to work for a K Street lobbying firm and make a lot of money. That's just the way that it is. Not that we like it, but that's because we've allowed this, instead of it becoming a citizen, what did George Washington and Jefferson call it? Citizen government. You spend a couple of years in Congress and you go back to your farm or whatever it was that you were doing.
Doesn't happen. We have a guy here at the network who does a once-a-week show. He does it every Saturday. And politics. And he's a K Street lobbyist and one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And he did a segment this past week, and it was really interesting, talking about how K Street is nervous about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Hmm. Bernie Sanders has never taken money from anybody.
No.
And he's not beholden to anybody when it comes to lobbyists or corporations. So if he were to somehow, by a miracle, become the president, they're like, we have no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm. And Trump's probably, yeah, he's unpredictable.
He's unpredictable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's got his own people. Yeah. All of his cabinet, or not his cabinet, but all of his people that are going to run his White House, all New Yorkers, all outsiders. K Street has no clue of who is coming and what to expect. So it's very interesting to watch that aspect of the Trump-Sanders presidential campaigns.
All right, speaking of Trump, there's a lot of information floating around today. There's a story, as a matter of fact, in the New York Post, which I'm not sure whether, Victoria, I'm picking out the plum here.
But oh, I know the plum.
Ivana Trump saying, as long as you come here legally, we need immigrants. Who's going to vacuum our living rooms and clean up after us? Americans don't like to do that.
That's one her of quote.
Yeah, exactly. So she's working on, and you can chuckle.
Is she right?
But that's, she was married to Donald Trump from 1977 to 1992. They have five, he altogether has five children. She's got three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she's supportive of him. She says that we speak before and after appearances, and he asks me what I thought. So what do you suppose she thinks of some of the things that he said in the past week or so?
Well, one of the other quotes that she actually says in the article, in the interview, she says that Donald is not anti-women, but she says, quote, he's not a feminist. So, I'm not, people, that bothers me that people have no idea what actually feminism means. It's equality for the sexes. It's not just that you're all about women. It's, or women being better than men. But I don't know why she would say he's not a feminist, but he's not anti-women. I'm not sure what she means by that. Maybe she doesn't know what it means.
She may not know what your definition of it is. She may not follow it the same way you do. And that is to be, I mean, you wouldn't think, and it doesn't seem right, but there is a generational thing there. There certainly is. I mean, we were talking about earlier the fact that women soccer players don't get paid as much as men. And the support that women are getting without asking the question that was really the right question that Richie asked, well, how much money are they able to make for the team and for the league? Do they attract people? Do people want to buy tickets and go to their games? And frankly, if it were me, I'd much rather go watch women play soccer than men. I don't happen to be a soccer person, but
well, in this country, it's kind of hands down. The women are much better than the men.
So is this suit against the soccer league just American teams, or is it universal? Is the problem?
It's for the American women's team.
Mm-hmm. So then maybe they have something. If more people are going to see the games and they're using the money from the women's teams to subsidize the men.
Wouldn't that be, that would be
that
amazing.
Would really be outrageous.
Yeah.
That would be.
Well, but again, the men are lucky in that the teams and the league that they play in is world popular.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the women's, unfortunately, around the world hasn't taken off as, you know, as much.
Right. All right. In a moment, the overview of this new family leave guideline. You know, people criticize California, New York, and Massachusetts, and some of the eastern states more. Well, West Coast and East Coast, the two pieces of bread between the meat, as some describe it, for doing things that don't seem to be in the mainstream. $15 an hour in terms of minimum wage, and what sort of family leave guidelines are there to help maintain or encourage people to be family-oriented. Let's talk about that in a moment here. It's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, we have 46 at the hour now. So let's sort of dig around here. In New York State, they finalized a budget deal that includes $15 an hour minimum wage. So I guess what that means, Victoria, is that they're going to pay state workers a minimum of $15 an hour so that it sets the tone and the pace for private industry. California passed a family leave insurance program, and that's part of what has been copied as well by New York. So what does that mean, a family leave insurance program? Is this part of Obamacare? What is this supposed to help?
Well, as far as my understanding goes, it's not related to Obamacare, I don't believe.
But anytime anybody hears insurance, they say, oh, it's part of Obamacare. And it really
isn't. I know.
So I want to clarify that. Yes, go ahead.
As far as I know, it is not a part of Obamacare.
It isn't. No, it's not.
So the $15 an hour thing, that is interesting because I understand why there is a need for raising the minimum wage. But when we talk about a family leave insurance, if you're a $15 an hour worker, you are covered under this new proposal in the state of New York. Is it the same in California that
No.
you have all the benefits if you are one of those minimum wage workers?
I don't think so. Not yet, anyway. But wait till they get a load of this.
If you make $17 an hour, are you still covered?
But for family leave?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's tied to what you're being paid. I don't get that out of it unless I don't understand it. It seems to me the program, there are two separate parts to it. One of them is the minimum wage, and the other part is you get 12 weeks of paid time off from your job to bond with your new child. Does it make a difference how much money you get if you're somebody who's working in an office and you make $3,000 a week? You still are going to be, under the law, as I understand it, would be entitled to paid time. Which, and correct me if I'm wrong, but no matter what the scenario, the state keeps passing these bills and laws, and they don't have to pay for it. They're not paying the $15 an hour.
They're still collecting their taxes.
So where do they think the money's going to come from to pay for all of this? I'm not for minimum wage at all. But I am for people being given the opportunity to nurture a new child. I think this is one of the most important things, if not the most important things, in any of our lives. Our responsibility to our children. If we bring a child into the world, we are responsible. Certainly until they get to be of age, and then they're responsible for themselves. But as a young being taking a breath and needing nurturing and nourishment, a lot of children don't have that early on, and I think that's where they run into trouble as they mature. So for this purpose, I think that this is, I don't know what the rest of you think, but I find that this is more palatable for me than the minimum wage. I think minimum wage is astronomically ignorant.
Yeah, I do agree with you on this, for the paid leave. there are too many women make, and single women too, who are making choices between, you know, having to go back to work several days after giving birth. Mm-hmm. And it's, I agree with you, Doug, that that time is absolutely precious
and by the way,
and essential.
To sort of bolster this, there are a lot of people who say, wait a minute, well, why is a single mother having a baby? Where's the husband? Where's the father? But more often than not, especially, it used to be that you were an inner city person and the fathers would leave or not take seriously their responsibility. But it's now become almost an epidemic around the country. Men are taking advantage of the situation and they take no responsibility. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel joins us, a national expert on the trends in technology. Apple is talking about what its next move is, it would seem, in the legal fight. Or is the government abandoning its legal fight because of the phone? There was one development that we all were talking about, that is the business of the San Bernardino iPhone. But there's another FBI situation. They're trying to force Apple to undermine the security of its products by trying to force Apple to unlock a drug dealer's iPhone in New York. We'll talk about that. And what happened on April Fool's Day in the world of technology up next here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Richard, the folks at Apple celebrating the birthday, I didn't realize Apple was 40 years old It seems like
it's real hard to believe.
It is. It's amazingly hard to believe, in fact. So what about this fact that the government is still trying to force Apple to unlock the drug dealer's iPhone in New York? Is this over, or have they got the key and now they're going to be saying to law enforcement and other jurisdictions that we've got the key, come get it from us?
I think that the FBI is probably going to use the key that they created for the San Bernardino phones to start unlocking iPhones. It's shown that Apple waited, and the FBI got a lot of information from hackers, and I don't think they're going to be needing Apple's help anymore.
Well, that's good then, in a sense, isn't it?
It's real good. But Apple wants to know what the hack is. So now the dilemma is: will the FBI give Apple the hack for security reasons?
Well, the other side of it is Apple wants to know, or it seems they want to know, so that they can try to afford it in the next iPhone.
They're going to plug that hole. I'm looking at an article in Reuters, and Apple will be able to plug the encryption hole. And the dilemma for Apple is will the FBI hack get leaked and somebody else get a hold of it?
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Putin, whoever.
Yeah.
That is the dilemma. And, we'll have to see what happens. It's playing out.
Google on Friday decided they were going to have some fun, and they thought they were going to, in terms of an April Fool's joke. Here's tech reporter Jay Struberg talking about the misfire.
April Fool's Day pranks can be fun, but as Google just learned, they can also have unintended consequences. The company installed a button in Gmail so users could put an end to those annoying chain emails. Google appears to have removed the tool, but pressing the button sent a GIF of one of the minions from Despicable Me dropping a microphone and then blocked all future messages from the thread. Except that button was right next to the normal send button, and many users have complained about accidentally using it in email with coworkers or potential employers. By Friday morning, Gmail's help forum was flooded with complaints about the button, and one user even claimed he lost his job after accidentally sending the GIF to his boss. He said because he wasn't able to see any replies, he wasn't able to fix the problem.
So, under the circumstances here, what do we have? What are we playing with?
We're playing with this. Google has a responsibility to the public through their Gmail to make sure everything's right. To put in an April Fool's joke in a communication system, to me, seems irresponsible.
Well, these are kids, remember. They think like kids, a lot of these. Even though they're very successful, they think like kids.
I understand they think like kids, but it's billion-dollar industries you're playing with. And it's just beyond normal for me. There's a fine line to cross on April Fool's joke. There's a gray area that you can't cross. And a lot of these young kids don't realize that.
All right. Can you explain this malware advertising, the pop-up thing? I don't understand what is going on here, the effect it has.
Okay, you go to a site and you get a little ad in the corner, okay, that talks about malware. And what happens if you click on it, it installs the malware on your system, so you'll have to buy some type of malware remover. So the ad itself has a link for malware. It's just ridiculous that, once again,
that's
the responsibility of websites to check out the ads that they're putting up. Usually they don't.
All right, so that's an interesting warning. Look out for the advertisement for malware, because it's going to give you malware.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.